Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, an important news you need to know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Mainstream media does not adequately cover important stories about financial and economic matters. It has happened again this past weekend with underwhelming coverage of the two-day joint International Monetary Fund and World Bank meeting in Washington, D.C. The failure of the mainstream press means it's up to commentators like me to reveal what is really going on and explore the implications of these developments. The IMF World Bank meeting was called to produce an agreement on global currency movements. In plain terms, it was mostly a skirmish between the U.S. and Chinese governments over the relative value of their two currencies. The U.S. government wants Chinese yuan to rise in value to the U.S. dollar in order to support U.S. exports and jobs. Some U.S. officials and manufacturers think a 40% adjustment is needed. On their side, the Chinese government does not want quick major changes in the relative value of the yuan, as this would lead to a major disruption in that country. Other nations don't want their own currencies to appreciate against the dollar or the yuan in order to support their exports and jobs. In the past month or so, Japan, South Korea, Thailand, Switzerland, Brazil, Colombia, Peru, and others have intervened in the currency markets to drive down the relative value of their own currencies. The purpose of the meeting, to prevent a currency war of nations trying to debase their own currencies more than other countries, was an utter failure. At the news conference at the end of the meeting, World Bank President Robert Zoellick stated, "There is a danger that countries will turn inward and, as a result, international cooperation falters. This could be dangerous." He also said, "If one lets this slide into protectionism, we run the risk of the mistakes of 1930. It will be important to watch next month's Federal Open Market Committee meeting. A London Times survey of 70 top economists found an almost unanimous expectation that the FOMC will adopt what one writer describes as the atomic bomb. By that, he meant that the FOMC will approve further quantitative easing, that is, inflating the money supply, to flood the world market with U.S. dollars. This would drive down the value of the U.S. dollar, causing a de facto revaluation of the Chinese yuan and other currencies. In the survey, the 70 economists projected that the level of quantitative easing would be between $200 billion and $1.7 trillion. Other countries would not take this action without retaliating, possibly leading to an all-out currency war. This happened 80 years ago to turn an ordinary depression into the Great Depression. This global currency war will be a competition to destroy the value of every major currency. That means that people holding those and other currencies will see their wealth decline. The global currency war is already underway, so now it is a question of how fast currencies will deteriorate. Your best protection would be to get out of those currencies and other paper assets measured in those currencies to the extent practicable. For many, that will mean acquiring tangible assets like precious metals. Gold and silver have a 6,000-year track record of usage as money and have never failed. I expect those who own physical gold and silver will fare much better in the coming months than those who don't. Don't take a chance by waiting too long to protect yourself. That's it for this time. Tune in again next week for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.